RNZ Pacific News. Atamaria ko Lydia Lewis, tēnei. The Fijian Elections Office has encountered low voter turnout in the early stages of pre-polling in the 2022 general election. Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim says on day one of pre-polling on Monday, there was a 64.94% voter turnout from 109 pre-polling venues. Mr. Sanim says this seems to line up with the concerning possibilities he raised previously.
And which is trending very close to what the SOE said last week about possibilities in terms of turnout, which is a worry. Based on the current information we have, a total of 8,220 pre-poll voters have voted on day one in 109 pre-poll venues.
Day three of pre-polling has commenced. Unions in New Caledonia have threatened to go on strike next week. All the major unions say they want an across-the-board pay increase of 6% in the private sector as of January 1st. They say it's clear that nothing has worked out to limit the impact of inflation. They say there has been no breakthrough despite the desire for dialogue and the efforts of working groups initiated by the government. The unions say if they don't hear back from the employer organisations, they will strike for Monday. Last week, private medical practices were closed for 2 days in an action by doctors to express their concern about the future of the healthcare sector. Questions have been raised by some members of the public as to why American Samoa's LBJ Hospital is hiring nurses from countries other than Samoa. When KHJ News put the question to LBJ Hospital CEO Moefa'au Bill Emsley, he said there was a review of the curriculum of Samoa's nursing program. He says he was advised that it was not at a level comparable to the US licensing standard.
If that's the case, then we need to help build that curriculum up to some acceptable level that we can then do the same thing. We have done that same exercise with the Fijian nurses, whereby their curriculum was actually sent down here.
Mr. Emsley isn't ruling out the possibility of hiring nurses from Samoa in the future. Meanwhile, the Samoa Nurses Association president believes the alleged comments have diminished the reputation of the nursing service in Samoa. The president has questioned the justification of the comments, given some of the nurses currently working at LBJ Hospital were trained in Samoa, and some local Samoa nurses have already acquired registration in Washington, D.C. A Supreme Court senior justice in Samoa has decried the continued increase in sexual offences targeting young children, despite efforts to increase court-imposed penalties for offenders. Senior Justice Vui Clarence Nelson was commenting as he sentenced a 20-year-old man to 12 years in jail for raping an 11-year-old girl, who is part of his extended family. The accused was sentenced last month after he was found guilty of rape and 4 sexual connection charges. Justice Nelson says instead of protecting his family member, the defendant sought to prey on the young girl. Justice Nelson handed down 12 years for the charge of rape and 5 years sentence for sexual connection to be served concurrently. New Zealanders have been warned of a possible travel disruptions following the import of a bad batch of aviation fuel. Cathy O'Brien from the Board of Airline Representatives NZ says airlines will have to conserve fuel on flights in the next few weeks. She says it's frustrating because we're heading into a busy Christmas season for travel.
The real challenge we're facing here is that we're headed into what is the busiest Christmas season for years and years. And we were finally so delighted to be able to operate to get people to reconnect with family and friends overseas for Christmas.
Cathy O'Brien says she expects Z Energy will be in touch with airlines about fuel allocation decisions soon. An Auckland law professor says the judge in a New Zealand court case over the use of unvaccinated blood is taking his time to make sure he gets the decision right. A four-month-old boy badly needs a heart operation, but the parents won't let him be treated with blood from anyone who's had the COVID vaccine. After a hearing in the High Court in Auckland yesterday, Justice Galt reserved his decision on whether the court should be granted legal guardianship of the child. Mark Hennigan told First Up it's a delicate situation.
Justice Galt's a very good judge, and I'm sure he'll get onto it first thing this morning, because you're right, it's an urgent situation. The longer it goes, the more risk to the child in this particular case.
Mark Hennigan says it's likely the judge is taking time to pitch his decision right, so all parties feel heard despite the outcome. In world news, a memorial service has taken place in the Chinese capital Beijing for the country's former leader, Jiang Zemin, who died last week at age 96. The BBC's Stephen McDonald reports.
A large picture of China's former leader was centre stage at the Great Hall of the People, flanked by a People's Liberation Army honour guard. With sombre music playing, a crowd of senior Communist Party and military officials bowed in front of the image of Jiang Zemin. Then China's current leader, Xi Jinping, spoke, praising the man who transformed the country during the 1990s for ensuring the party's survival through political storms. There was no opportunity for public participation in the memorial services. Pedestrians and vehicles in Beijing didn't even stop. Fears that crowds gathering to mourn Jiang Zemin might turn into more protests here are thought to have contributed to the downplaying of his death.
Britain's health regulator has authorised COVID-19 vaccine for infants as young as 6 months old. The vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech is for children aged 6 months to 4 years old. The vaccine is tailored for use in that age group and is a lower dose. It follows trials involving 4,500 participants. A man was arrested on suspicion of common assault after an egg was believed to have been thrown in the direction of King Charles during a walkabout. The King was visiting Luton, northwest of London. A police spokesperson confirmed a man in his 20s had been arrested. In sport, Portugal will play Morocco in the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. Portugal has beaten Switzerland 6-1 in their round of 16 match, with Goncalo Ramos scoring a hat-trick. Earlier, Morocco defeated Spain in a penalty shootout on Sky Sport. The Fiji Pearls have recorded their second win at the Netball Nations Cup in Singapore. Fiji overcame Malaysia 80-50 in its third match last night. After losing to Botswana, they then defeated host Singapore. The Pearls take on Ireland in their fourth match before having a rest day. On Friday, they'll play Singapore A in their final round-robin game. The top two sides will feature in the final on Saturday. And transgender athletes will be able to participate in community sport in New Zealand in the gender they identify with and not need to prove or justify their identity, according to guiding principles released by Sport New Zealand. It will be up to individual sports to define where and how transgender athletes participate. Sport NZ boss Raylene Castle admits there are some situations where sports won't be able to accommodate transgender participants and at the same time ensure safety of all participants.
And that's why they aren't going to be able to be wrapped up into the general guidelines of everyone else, because there is safety elements that any sport is going to have to consider.
Boxing New Zealand has previously said it won't implement gender self-identification in the interests of safety and fairness for female boxers. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.